thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, g'day. Welcome along to the podcast. Did you see the fight between Big Daddy Sausage, Roll Eaton Brown? That should be his new name. Here he comes, Lucas, Big Daddy Sausage, Roll Eaton Brown.
I think he was in the wrong sport, wasn't he?
Oh,
he was dead set trying to play reserve grade AFL.
Yeah,
that's how you'd go. You go, come off at quarter time, have a beer and a smoke and get back on.
Or swimming. Swimming's the other thing. You go swimming, you always have a sausage roll on the way.
Of course.
You always do.
I mean, you always eat before you go into the water.
I associate sausage rolls with swimming.
Do you?
I do. I because that smell when I get to the swimming pool, as you walk in, you all smell a sausage roll.
Didn't you have that rule in Ireland where you're not supposed to go swimming for half an hour after?
I don't know that that's a true rule.
No, I don't think it's a true rule either.
That's a real thing.
That it attracts the sharks, isn't that what it is? It's a complete lie. Everyone knows it's a lie.
Why would it attract sharks?
Sharks love sausage rolls. Everyone knows that.
Something about, and they always put the sausage rolls in
they're
the
like pies
at the pool. Oh, dear God. And they're always burnt to within an inch of their lives. They've sat in that oven for about the last 3.5 months.
They visited the Caltech server on the way and said, have you got any you're about to throw out? And then they fry them to within an inch of their life.
See, everybody's been to a council pool. Well, last night we know about the big fight with Paul Gallen and Big Daddy Brown. And it only went for about 2 minutes. They say that there was the Mercury have reported this morning that it was a star-studded night. They said Paul Vaughan and Zach Lomax of the Dragons turned up. They mentioned two of the boys. How funny is that? You know, I've just been told by Andy, the producer, that we do have on 4275 1965 one of the other Dragons, Josh Kerr's given us a call. G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, good.
Well, you had some serious seats last night. My goodness me. Like, you were practically on the ring.
Oh, mate, they were sweating on me. Got those bloody ringside seats. So I was, pretty lucky. Pretty lucky. It's my first fight night. So, yeah, it's pretty good to be get a bit of blood on you while you're sitting there.
Baller. Baller seats, we call those, Joshy. Baller seats. Who did you take, by the way? Did you take a lady friend or did you take another guy?
Oh, God, I wish. I wish I was that good with the ladies. But, no, it was just the boys. The boys last night got hooked up, you know, friends in high places, you know. So, pretty lucky.
We can thank us for that later, mate. Hey, what was the atmosphere like? I mean, the joint was chock-a-block. What was the atmosphere like?
No, it was crazy, eh? Like I said, that was my first ever one that I'd ever been to. But it was crazy, and especially when the main fight happened at about, 3 o'clock in the morning, it felt like. But, like they all came out and everyone was screaming, you know. And I was just like in shock. Like I was like in awe of everything because, it's so new to me. But then, when they were fighting and bloody Gal knocked him down, it was just a reaction. I just jumped up. It was literally right in front of me. It was like five meters from me. And I just jumped up. I just couldn't believe it. But it was pretty electric, hey? Like you understand why, it's so crazy, that sport. It was just unreal.
Yeah, wow.
So
we missed it, didn't we?
Plus,
we were tucked in bed at 7.
But you've watched so many fights in the lead-up too, so there's a lot of... It's exhilarating, right? Like, I don't know how you feel about boxing in general, but it's like it is mesmerising to watch when you're watching highly skilled fighters. And I guess when you watch fight after fight after fight in the lead-up to this big one, it must be... I can't imagine the energy, the excitement.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like, it is crazy because I do I watch the UFC and in some boxing matches here and there, but to be there and seeing it in person, geez, I tell you, I would die if I took one of those hits.
Yeah.
Like, it is my buddy. Oh, my God. Like, this... Oh. The fight
would you take hits?
Crazy
come
too,
on.
Though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Joshy, come on. You're talking yourself down.
Yeah,
you take massive hits
don't
all
knock
night
yourself.
Long.
Oh, I saw a few right hooks that night, last night. That would have bloody ended me, I think. But, it's just different, eh? It's
yeah,
just a different
yeah.
sport and just a different, I loved that. It was making me want to just, start doing some boxing training. Just not the fight, but just to move around, It looked like, it's weirdly like an art form, really. How well they move and it's just everything. I was just taken back by it. I just grew such an appreciation for the sport last night.
Well, I tell you what, speaking of other sport, your own sport, this Sunday, massive game for you guys.
Oh, massive game. I'm super excited to play it. This is my first proper Anzac Day test against the Roosters. So all the boys, you know, Vaughn, Ian, Tarek, all the boys are telling me how, you know, when you're standing there and the whole crowd's there and, you know, they play the last post and everything, you know, the emotion that goes into the game. And they just reckon it's just, this is the biggest game of the year for us, really. Like, they love it. And I just can't wait to play it.
Yeah, well, Josh, you've been in amazing form for the Dragons, and we wish you well against against the Roosters, of course, on Anzac Day. It is that traditional Anzac Day clash. Really looking forward to it, mate. This is going to be a big one.
Joshy.
Oh, I really appreciate that, guys.
Joshy, you want to put 2 hours aside today, mate, and watch a bit of Million Dollar Baby, yeah?
Yeah, oh, heard of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, do it, mate, do it.
Good on you, Josh, mate. Appreciate the time, and thanks so much for the call here to Wave FM, brother.
I really appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks for that.
No dramas at all. He's an absolutely brilliant young bloke and a wonderful footy player as well.
We should have asked him. It's just such a pity we've just missed him. Does he have a sausage roll before he plays a big game?
Josh, you're still there?
Yeah, still there, guys.
He's still there. Would you have a big sausage roll just before you go on to play on Sunday?
Oh, probably not, to be honest.
Big Daddy had a sausage roll before. Yeah.
Big Daddy Brown hooked into a sausage roll before he went out against Gal. No wonder he only lasted 2 minutes, mate.
Oh, he's definitely. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fighting expert. And
very good, Josh.
He definitely looked like he didn't want to be there last time. So.
Yeah, that's
You're
right.
You're lucky you didn't end up with that sausage roll in your lap, I reckon, Joshy, just quietly.
Oh, mate, geez,
hey, good on you, mate.
He fell out onto me last time.
So. We know you've got to get to training, mate. Really appreciate it. And good luck this weekend against the Roosters in the Anzac Day game.
I appreciate that, guys. Thanks again for having me.
Good on you, mate. An absolute champion, a good young bloke who's absolutely killing it at the Dragons at the moment. Josh Kerr.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Michelle and Damien's Topic
Train. Topic Train. All right, in the Topic Train for today. I'm closing that meeting, by the way. In the Topic Train for today... So if you've just joined us, what Wave FM's Topic Train does is we have topics from current events. Ask Damien and Michelle about said current event. Now, Big Daddy Brown last night, he took on Paul Gallen in their big fight. However, the big talking point wasn't the fact that Paul Gallen knocked him out within 2 minutes. Big Daddy Brown, down to sausage roll... minutes before their big fight. Like, minutes before the fight. Can't be good for you,
mate.
Yeah,
there's a video of it. He's woofing it down.
The real winner of this fight was the sausage roll, I reckon.
Yeah. Now I'm craving a sausage roll after watching that. I'm like, God, yeah, you're so right, Big Daddy.
Yeah, sales of sausage rolls have just exceeded everyone's expectations.
All right, Damien, Michelle, what's your comfort food? Clearly, Big Daddy Brown likes a sausage roll, but what's your comfort food? The one thing you go, got to have that.
I'm so into. If I was going out there to have my head punched in by Paul Gallen, I think I'd go. If I knew I hadn't trained and I was a bit flabby around the middle, and I thought, "Oh, fair dinkum, I'm about to really cop it here." Can I have a toasted sandwich, cheese and tomato, lots of salt, please? No ham.
Cheese, tomato.
Cheese and tomato.
More ham
and salty. No.
That's a bloody disgrace. No ham. Jeez.
What's your comfort food then?
Mine would be a Portuguese chicken chili burger.
No wonder you're going to go down in 2 minutes to Paul Gallen. That in your guts?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Good comfort food, though.
I would belch in their face. That's what I would do.
Oh, no. I'd do something like a big minestrone soup.
Oh, wow. Something like that's heavy.
Obviously without the meat, but, you know, you would go that. That's comfort food. That's
that
good
is nice,
comfort
actually.
Food.
No.
All right, so our next topic in the Topic Train, Apple have just released their new AirTags. They're going to go on sale from, I understand, next Friday. They say that they are the must-have gadget of 2022.
Wow.
Damien, Michelle, what's the one gadget you just can't live without? Everybody loves a gadget in this day and age.
Phone. I mean, it's just your phone, isn't it? That's everything.
Ah.
It's your whole world. It's my brain. I feel it's everything.
Okay.
You would think that. My that would be second on my list.
All right. What's
I have a.
You can't live with that.
I have a nasal hair clipper, which I'm telling you what, when it all gets a bit out of control, it's amazing how that particular gadget is a lifesaver.
You do talk about that a lot. You are very fond of that thing.
You don't want like a kind of a Rapunzel scene where you know Rapunzel let out the hair from your nose.
Also, I think it's a comfort thing for you. I think if you was ringside, about to go out and have your head punched in by Paul Gallen, I think you would ask for Portuguese chicken and your nasal hair trimmer. Yeah. Like, I think it's a real
comfort thing for you.
And my Ugg boots.
Oh, and dear. Your Ugg boots. Oh,
gotta have the Uggies.
Interesting fight.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, what do you like when it comes to parking your car?
So good.
So you're one of those. Can you do reverse parking? Can you do all that?
Oh yeah.
Oh, mate, you can do
like
all
a
that.
Bandit. One-handed. I'm one of those.
The one-handed bandit. Yeah. One. Yep.
In.
Yep. Really? Okay. All right.
Well, can you not park, Damien?
No. Look, I've a kind of a lazy left eye.
Sure.
All right.
Well, that's why we call it a lazy old left.
Well, you know, I don't know that. Okay. Yeah, you do. But anyway, I've a lazy left eye, so that's normally a hindrance. I was in the city yesterday. The city of Sydney.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, the city of Sydney.
As opposed to the city of Wollongong, yep.
And I had to go into one of these parking lots, okay? Now, pre-COVID, you would go into these really narrow, horrible parking lots.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone would take your car and park it for you. So it's one of those ones.
Yeah, right.
It's not...
Or valet.
Oh.
Well, no. They have... These are parking lots where they have to do valet because they're so narrow.
Oh, yeah.
That you need a pro, somebody who's probably done Formula One, to park your car.
Oh,
somebody
right.
who really knows what they're doing with the car.
So that's what Michael Schumacher's been doing.
Yes.
Anyway, I...
No, he's...
No, I know. It's just, geez, yeah, it's so like, inappropriate,
yeah.
but...
Yeah, so... Yep.
Anyway, moving swiftly on. I went in, there was this guy, and he said, oh, sorry, because of COVID, I can't drive your car, so I'll guide you down. And he guided me through this building, down a ramp, and to a parking lot below. And it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life, okay? Absolutely terrifying. It was so narrow. It was just, so narrow, in fact, that they put up padding like you would see in Wipeout against all the walls. It was like I was going into a padded cell in an insane asylum. It had that sort of vibe. And I parked the car. I went off to my meeting. When I was at my meeting, I said, when I get back, I'm not taking my car out. Someone's got to drive it for me. There's no way I cannot get it out. I nearly crashed it on the way in. So I went back, and there was a guy there, and I said, look, I don't care about COVID. Can you park the car? And he was like, no, I can't park the car because of COVID. I said, I can't get the car out of here, all right? There's no way I'm going to be able to get the car out of here. Can you please park it? And he says, COVID rules are that we can. And at that moment, a woman came by with a double pram with two little babies in it and also like a 5-year-old, 6-year-old. And she said, I'll park it for you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Good on your mum.
I was like, you legend. You legend. And then, but she wasn't allowed.
So They wouldn't let her either.
So she, with her three kids and the parking attendant, all guided me out of the building. It was a long, you know, you mentioned Edmund Hillary climbing Mount Everest.
Yes, yes.
It was very much in that sort of vein yesterday. Leaving that parking lot, it took, I'd say, about 20 minutes to get up one flight of stairs.
Oh, my God.
Because what normally happens to me is men, particularly older men, guide me without my needing, certainly without my asking for it.
Yes.
Oh, and definitely without my needing it. And, God, that grinds my gears.
Grind
when that, all of it, I'm parking or I'm trying to do something tricky like that, and all of a sudden, I'll see a white head in my rear vision mirror, and some fingers just
go
guiding
way, go.
Me, and I'll be like, "Can you please?
Yes, that's
like,
right.
I don't need. What are you doing?
It has happened to everyone across the Illawarra West. Someone goes just a bit to the left.
Oh,
just a bit more.
You got
to the
this,
left.
Mate. You got this.
No one asked you,
you've
mate.
You got it, mate. Yes, come on, slowly.
And then you do it really quick and run them over.
Sorry about that, Tiger.
Thanks to Wollongong Master, you'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, Damien, I don't know. Well, you lived in Libya. Was it Libya?
Yeah, I lived in Libya, yeah.
I don't know if this rings true for their television that you were watching over there at the time, but, gee, Iraqi television's quite different to our TV.
When did you watch Iraqi television?
I haven't watched it, but I'm just reading a story about it. Because you never know, do you? Like in different countries around the world, sometimes you see their TV and you go, yeah, that's quite normal. I remember waking up in Germany on Christmas Day, speaking of ooh la la, and switching on the television, and the first face I saw was my friend Dave O'Neill, comedian.
Oh, Dave, yeah.
Because they were, yeah, Dave, because they were playing his movie, The Nugget. There was Eric Banner. There was everybody.
In German.
And they just... In German, it was overdubbed, and there was Dave O'Neill sitting on a couch, and he said, oh, 999.
Well, I love movie, that. How cool is that?
It was awesome. His line was no, 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 and they dubbed it, oh, 999. So sometimes, you know, you never know what you're going to say. But in Iraq, get this. This is a big show that they've had on. It's one of those hilarious prank shows, punked. They're punking people.
Oh, yeah.
And they're punking celebrities, which we love. I mean, brilliant. They're saying to these celebrities, hey, you know, Damien Leith, Iraq's equivalent of Damien Leith, come to this place and it's for a charity thing. And of course you go, yeah, of course I'll come. Yeah, I'm a great guy. And you get there and guess what happens hilariously though?
What?
They pretend that ISIS kidnaps you.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
Can you imagine?
Oh, this is not a cool prank.
Wow. So actors disguised as jihadists storm the building with guns. They tie up the celebrity, blindfold them, and strap suicide vests to them.
Oh, this is funny TV.
This is...
I mean, it's...
Wow. This is... Oh.
And the interesting thing is, once they let those celebrities go, they have this weird stain at the front of their pants.
Oh, can you imagine?
It's what could happen, right?
Year-old actress they've done this to.
Oh, God.
Nesma, this beautiful lady, and there she is. She looks stunning. She's nicely dressed up for the occasion. Nesma rolls up in her caftan, and in come the gunmen and strap a pretend suicide vest to her. Poor Nesma's crapping her dacks, as you say, straining. Yeah. And they drag her around the place. She's screaming, crying for her life, and it's just so funny. Oh, my goodness.
We used to say those funny, wacky, crazy Germans. Now we're saying, oh, those funny, wacky, crazy Iraqis.
It makes the Japanese game shows look tame, doesn't it?
My God.
Takeshi's Castle has got nothing on
Yes!
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.